Welcome to Service Notes, the podcast dedicated to helping IT professionals and customer service leaders navigate the ever-evolving world of service management. Whether you're grappling with organizational change, leading a technical transformation, or wondering how to leverage AI to create better experiences, you're in the right place. We're here to provide the insights and inspiration you need to excel in your career and deliver outstanding service. And now, here's your host, a passionate advocate for service excellence and a seasoned expert in the field, Rina Brambutt.
Where do I start with Orion? She's amazing, incredibly talented, and yes, a true bookworm. That's how I first got to know her, and I'm so thrilled to have her on Service Notes today.
Okay, next part of the podcast where I focus on personal questions, okay? So I'm going to take you through some of your favorite things, not so favorite thing. Try to answer as naturally as possible. You won't have much thinking time. If you don't like a question or you want to skip over it, feel free to, okay? So are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. What's your favorite movie?
Yep. I'm not a movie person.
Okay. Oh, what's your favorite drink? Tea, coffee, juice, soda?
Coffee.
Coffee. Okay. How many cups of coffee per day?
On the hour, every hour.
The biggest coffee drinker. So how many packets do you buy per month? Okay. How do you relax after a busy day at work?
Oh, I love to be outdoors. Yeah, I live in a beautiful county, so I'm in Norfolk in the UK, and
okay.
It is semi-rural, so I get out a lot, so I go for walks. I'm at 30 minutes from the city, 30 minutes from the coast, 30 minutes from the forest. It's just, it's a great location.
Yeah, what's your address I'm going to visit? Okay, and what annoys you the most? In workspace.
In workspace, I don't like being treated with disrespect.
Okay.
I think you must always meet people and give them 100%. And if something's annoying you, you need to tackle the problem and not the person.
Okay. I like that. And how do you defend yourself if you find yourself in a situation where you know that person is being disrespectful?
Come back to the facts. Focus on the problem and try not to take it personally. You have to take a step back and try and understand why they're seeing it that particular way. Shifting perspective sometimes helps.
Yeah, I like it. You're like practical. Stay on the goal. Yeah, okay. And what's your favorite book, given you love reading?
That's a really tough one because it changes every month depending on where I am, right? The last book I read that was like earth-shattering was What You're Looking For Is in the Library. I can't remember the Aoyama something. I can't remember the surname. A Japanese author. But if you look up What You're Looking For Is in the Library, it is a stunning book. It's a great book about change and where you are in different parts of your life. So you will have an epiphany based on what resonates with you. There's 5 stories or 6 stories through the book, but they're all connected by a common theme. It's a great read. So that's top fiction for this year.
Okay. Oh, it's fictional, is it?
It's fiction, which is a surprise. I only like beautiful books, so be prepared for a compelling read.
Okay, awesome. I'm going to try to get audio, to be honest. You know, with work at the kids, it's never enough time to read. So, okay. And what's the one word mantra you live by? One word, not a sentence, one word.
That's a tough one. One word is really tough. I was going to say stay curious, but then that's not one
Two
word.
Two words, yeah.
Wonder.
Oh, I love that. I absolutely love that. I've been making notes. You have so much wisdom, and I am so glad we connected. I have learned, you know, so much from you in such a short space, like just over an hour. I've got like tips I can follow to advance my career and have a work-life balance. I think that's important. What advice do you give to people to kind of, you know, stay in a work-life balance zone?
I think for work-life balance, think about where you want to be at the end of your career, right? Do you want to have, you know, a fantastic house that's empty? Do you want to have all the money in the world, but nothing to do when you retire? Would it not be better to have a community of people around you that love you and value you? Having all the things is nice. So by all means, pursue the career, pursue the goals, the ambition, the person you want to be at work. But when work stops, where do you want that bus to drop you off? Do you want it to be at the beach in a beautiful sunset with people around you that love you? Or do you want it to be somewhere that's a bit more boring? So just always try to evaluate, what do I really want out of life? What do I want to be remembered by?
Yeah, no, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you so much, Orion. Thank you. I feel like you don't just have kind of like just a work knowledge, but I think you as a person is someone I can definitely look up to. Thank you. I so appreciate that, and I hope our listener will feel the kind of the same way. Any last word you would like to share with our listeners?
Keep challenging yourselves. As you go out and think about what's next in the next week, the next month, this year, challenge yourself to do something different. Staying in your same lane might give you the same results. And if you're happy with that, fine. But try different. Challenge your own status quo.
Awesome. Thank you so much. So glad to have you. Thank you for all the wisdom yet again. And keep sharing. Keep sharing, and we'll be connected. Do you want to share your LinkedIn profile or anything where people can find you?
My name is very unique on LinkedIn. I'm Orion with an A, Orian. So if you look for me, Orian Mendez, I am the only Orian Mendez. And I'm always willing to connect with people. Thank you so much for having me on here. I love talking about the industry and about what people can be doing different in their career. So brilliant. Thank you for the time.
Thank you. No, thank you.
Thank you, Orion. As I wrap up this final episode, I really just want to thank you. You've been a wonderful guest, totally candid in your, sharing your background, sharing advice. So, yeah, thank you. I hope our listeners have enjoyed this discussion as much as I have. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. And thank you once again, Orion. Thank you for joining us.
That's all for this episode of Service Notes. We hope you've gained valuable insights that you can put into practice. Join us next time as we continue to explore the latest trends and best practices in service management. Until then, keep learning, keep innovating, and keep delivering exceptional service. Service Notes is proudly supported by 24 Trainings. Advance your IT career with their expert-led ITIL certification and customized service management training. 24 Trainings helps both individuals and teams bridge the gap between theory and real-world skills. To get certified and accelerate your career, visit them at www.24trainings.com.